Josh, going back to Sunday, you guys ran the ball on first down, the first four opportunities you had, and did pretty well at it, and basically threw close to 80% of the time on first down after that. I was wondering why you tilted so much the other way after early success.
Well, certainly you want to stay balanced on something like that as much as you can, and I know that, you know, some of the situations that come up in the game certainly skew those numbers. You know, we had two-minute situations there in the second quarter, and then a few situations certainly towards the end of the game where we were in much more of a pass mode. But our intention is never to really get out of whack in terms of run-pass ratio on any of those things, and certainly that's something that I, you know, will always try to maintain a good balance on. And if I ever get out of balance, I definitely, you know, want to try to bring it back to as close to, you know, 50-50 or somewhere near there as I can.
But as a follow-up to that, when you guys take these shots, when let's say they're 15 or 20 yards downfield on first down, can you speak to the risk-reward factor of that? Because if you can't make it, it puts you in a, seems like a tough bind.
Yeah, I mean, every time you, you know, every time you make an effort to try to, you know, throw the ball down the field or run some type of a gadget play or, you know, take a shot, you know, and change field position or try to score the ball, there's always the risk that you come up with, you know, a no gain or potentially even worse. And, you know, if you're willing to, you're willing to take the risk, then you got to live with sometimes the downside to that too, which is some second and tens in a game. But you know, you gotta be aggressive. I mean, you can't just continue to dink and dunk the ball and you know, and try to protect second down every series of the game. I mean, you have to be aggressive and make them defend the entire length of the field, and hopefully that's something that we can do and do better as we go forward.
Just real quick, what do you see on the film from the Saints defense? And I don't know how much you watched of them from last year, but how different are they under Rob Ryan now?
Well, we watched a little bit of tape just in terms of their personnel from last season. But, you know, they're an aggressive group. Rob has an aggressive style. There's always a game plan element to what he does each week. He's a really good coach. I know the players love playing for him. You can see that on the tape. They don't give up many big plays. They certainly haven't given up many points this year. They do a good job. I know they place a strong emphasis on getting to the quarterback and creating turnovers, and so far that's been a very, very positive strength of their team. And something that we're going to have to do a great job of on Sunday is taking care of the football and protecting our quarterback, because they do that, you know, almost as well as anybody in football on defense. So they make you work for it. They're disciplined. They will take some risks and some chances at times. But you know, I think this is a strong group from front to back. They got a really good pass rush. That really can get after the quarterback without pressuring. They'll have some kind of a unique blitz package ready to go for us that we're going to have to handle on Sunday that we probably haven't seen before. And I think they have very capable players, you know, in the linebacking core, got a young safety that's making a lot of plays, got some veteran players, Harper and Jenkins, Greer, Lewis in the secondary that have really stood out and made it difficult for teams to create a lot of big plays against them. So, it's a great challenge for us, and we're looking forward to getting started tomorrow on our preparation.
Hey, Josh, curious about two different areas of Sunday's game and how they impact your play selection or even rhythm as a play caller. One is starting field position. First four drives of the game, no better than your own 14-yard line as a starting field position. And then in the third and fourth quarters, the Bengals had a couple of really long, sustained drives and had over 9 minutes time of possession in those two quarters. Does poor starting field position impact, you know, or does it restrict your selection what you can go to, and then when the other team's on the field for a long stretch, how does that affect your rhythm as a play caller and also the offenses thereafter?
Well, I think that anytime that you start, certainly where you start with the ball can definitely impact what you can do, and two, what you want to do based on, what you really need to accomplish, with the first few plays of the series. I mean, if you ever start inside your own, 1-2-3 yard line, I think you're definitely trying to make sure that you give the punter some room, and if you obviously can gain a first down and get the ball out of your own end, that's definitely a goal. And you also have to do a great job of taking care of the football and making sure that your head's up for a lot of different things that they could do on defense as well. When your field position is you get the ball across the 50-yard line or what have you, then, you certainly don't have to deal with concerning yourself with trying to improve field position for punting and those types of things. But, you have more things available to you maybe than what you would if you're backed up. Our focus and our job on offense is to go out there and move the ball, take care of it, and score points on every drive. Regardless of how much or how little rest we have on the bench, on the sideline, our defense has done a great job of giving us the ball back all year. And, and our mindset and our attitude really can't change regardless of, time of possession, whether it's skewed in our favor or not. So, our responsibility on offense is to go out there and score. And we really, can't concern ourselves and don't concern ourselves with the things that we can't control.
Hi, Josh. I guess this will be the third straight opponent that you guys have faced that really get a lot of production out of their tight ends. For obvious reasons, you guys haven't enjoyed that this year. I guess how much of a hindrance has that been? Does it feel like you're sort of operating with one hand kind of behind your back because of all of those guys that you don't have and what you haven't been able to do?
I think our focus, honestly, it's in every week it's the same, and over the course of many years, it really hasn't changed. Our focus has to be on doing the things that you feel like can really give you the best chance to move the ball and score points with the players that you have. And, our tight ends have done a nice job doing what we've asked them to do thus far this season, and our receivers and the backs and some of the other guys have taken maybe a little bit more of the responsibility in the passing game because we've designed it that way. I think that, if you have players at a certain position, whatever that may be, if you have a back that's a good pass receiving back, then they'll get plenty of opportunities to do that in the game, and hopefully you can put them in position to be successful. Same thing with the tight end position, and same thing with the receivers. But we all go through times of the year where our roster is continually in flux, and that's every team in the league, and we're absolutely no different. I mean, everybody goes through injuries. Everybody goes through periods of time where a player or two may miss time, and does it affect the entire, balance of your offense? At times it does, but, that's what 32 teams have to figure out how to do every week. So it's just business. This business is being done, and you got to try to do everything you can with the group that you have. We're very happy with the guys we got, and like I said, we're going to try to get for production from everybody that dresses on Sunday.
Just curious, it seems like maybe just in the most recent games, but you do a good job defensively, I think you're maybe generating or bringing pressure with secondary players. Is that something you think is accurate, and what sort of challenges does that sort of present an offense if it is the case?
Well, they definitely will use their secondary defenders to try to pressure the quarterback. That's something that, most teams do. Rob has always done that very well, and he's been very successful doing it, one of the best in the league at it. And I think that, the thing that we need to make sure we're prepared for is the things that we don't see on tape. And I know that sounds kind of strange, but You know, some of the things you see against Chicago, you didn't see against Atlanta, or New, you know, you didn't see it against Miami, and I think that that's speaks to the game plan element of this defense that we're gonna face. They definitely don't have to blitz in order to create pressure on the quarterback. That's been obvious over the course of the first five games. I mean, they're like fifth or sixth in the league in sacks. Some of those are attributed to their pressure package, which includes the secondary, and most of them aren't. So they don't have to do it to create problems in your backfield, but they definitely have it in their package, and I'm sure we're going to have to deal with it on Sunday.
Josh, I'm just wondering how you've been able to handle the uncertainty of knowing whether Rob Gronkowski will play during the week while you're preparing a game plan and you're going through practice. Then it comes to Sunday or Monday, and he's not available. And just how's that process worked out for you in terms of game planning and preparation?
Well, we try to design a plan that's balanced, that you know, gives each position an opportunity to contribute. You know, both you know, in the running game, passing game, third down, red zone, whatever the situation may be. And again, I think you know, we've really just tried to focus on the defense that we're playing, how the best way to attack them is, and you know, and understanding that that may be an element that you know, are we certain, are we uncertain? Well, I have really tried to focus on, you know, just trying to get the guys to practice as well as they can, and you know, and if Rob happened to be playing, then maybe we would tweak a few things, maybe we wouldn't. I know he's practiced and been a part of our practices, which has been great. He's taken his share of reps, and you know, I think really our focus hasn't changed, and we haven't dramatically had to shift anything. You know, you just kind of do the best things that you can against the defense you're playing, and if there's a different player that's available to you on Sunday, we deal with that every week. I mean, there's unknowns as you go through the week many times, and you know, if you have to make a slight adjustment or two towards the end, then that's what you do. And I think the players are kind of used to that as well. They don't usually flinch when, you know, you make an adjustment on Friday or Saturday night or whatever it may be that you think may be the best interest of playing the game.
I was just wondering, Josh, I know the weather contributed to it, but any concern over the number of drop passes over the course of the year?
Well, I think that, you know, our overall execution in the passing game on Sunday, you know, wasn't what we want it to be. You know, that we had some, you know, we had some throws that were a little off, and we had some guys that tried to make some tough catches and didn't come up with them. And, you know, and that's football. We certainly don't, you know, accept it, and we're not going to just stand there and not try to improve and get better at it every week, which we do. We work extremely hard at that. The guys are doing the same thing. And, you know, it's something that we can do. We can do our work during the course of the week and try to improve each individual player's ability to do that, whether it's throwing or catching the ball. And that's really the way you go about trying to improve the execution of the passing game. I mean, there's no magic potion or formula you can use, and you certainly try to give them every opportunity during the course of the week to practice the things that they're going to do on Sunday, and then hopefully those habits carry over.